The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's another Tuesday, Good News Day in Lent. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday, March 15th, 2022. Tuesday of the second week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Louise de Marillac, born in 1591 in France. She wanted to be a nun, but on the advice of her confessor, she married Antony Legras, an official in the Queen's service, in 1613. After Antony's death in 1625, she met St. Vincent de Paul, who became her spiritual advisor. She devoted the rest of her life to working with him. She helped direct his Ladies of Charity in their work of caring for the sick, the poor, and the neglected. That was the beginning of the Sisters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul. She traveled all over France, establishing her sisters in hospitals, orphanages, other institutions. By the time of her death in Paris in 1660, the congregation had more than 40 houses in France. Since then, they've spread all over the world. St. Louise de Marillac, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Dear Lord, I do not know what will happen to me today. I only know that nothing will happen that was not foreseen by you and directed to my greater good from all eternity. I adore your holy and unfathomable plans and submit to them with all my heart for love of you, the Pope, and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for Christians facing new bioethical challenges. May they continue to defend the dignity of all human life with prayer and action. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Lord Jesus, in today's Gospel, we read about the question of practicing what one preaches. You began by saying the following: the scribes and the Pharisees occupy the chair of Moses. You must therefore do what they tell you and listen to what they say, but do not be guided by what they do, since they do not practice what they preach. The first thing to notice here, Jesus, is that you say and you acknowledge that the scribes and the Pharisees do have legitimate religious authority, and so they ought to be listened to and to be obeyed in what they say. And Jesus, here we can apply these same teaching to our situation. That is, we ought to listen to our religious leaders, our shepherds and our pastors, and we ought to obey them. And so to obey is a good thing, when it is a legitimate command given by a legitimate authority, and insofar as it does not contradict directly the moral law. Lord, you also place a limit in that obedience, because you say that we should not be guided by what they do, or that we should not do what they do. Why? Because, as you say, they do not practice what they preach. In other words, they are double-faced, inauthentic, wicked. And this brings up the question of wicked shepherds, pastors, leaders, inside the church and outside the church. What do we do in such cases? This is an ancient problem, Lord, not only in the time in which you uttered these words, but in our very day, that yes, we have wicked shepherds and pastors, and also leaders outside the church, needless to say. And Jesus, you know that this causes us great suffering and pain, but above all, it hurts you the most. And so, Jesus, I want to tell you that I am truly sorry for my sins, and also the sins, the offenses committed by others. And Jesus, I want to ask you for more grace so that I may hate sin, that I may have true horror for sin, which is what led to your crucifixion. And especially the sins in my life that I may decisively fight to the very end of my life. I also resolve, Lord, to pray with my body, to do penance. And especially in this opportune time, which is the time of Lent, a time for praying, for fasting, for almsgiving, a time for reparation. Like the saints, may I die rather than offend you. And if I ever have the misfortune of offending you, may I have the humility of immediately running back to you, especially through your sacraments and also through my many acts of contrition, as well as acts of hope and faith. Going back to the question of the wicked pastors, Lord, may I never be discouraged when I come across such cases, especially when they're very close to me. In fact, I remember some words which might seem very strong from St. John Chrysostom, who in his commentary on this passage says that none should say, for this cause I am slack to practice, because my instructor is evil. Therefore, we should listen to the authentic teachings or commands, but we should reject that evil example. Some ancient authors say that like gold is picked out of the dross, and the dross is left, so hearers must take doctrine and leave practice. Therefore, Jesus, give me this capacity to distinguish between good doctrine and evil practice, so that I may pick that doctrine like that gold that it is, and reject that evil practice for the dross, the garbage that it is. Jesus, you went on to give examples of this wicked behavior that the Pharisees and the scribes gave. For instance, how they laid heavy burdens and will not lift them themselves, or how they did everything to attract attention, like wearing those broader phylacteries and longer tassels than was commanded by God, how they wanted to take those places of honor in banquets and to sit in the front seats in the synagogues so that they can be greeted obsequiously in the market squares as well. We too at times see or we hear about wicked behavior, and some of it is even scandalous that can lead others to sin. In the face of all of this, Jesus, you tell us not to follow that evil example. You exhort us to do the exact opposite, to be humble, to be always ready to serve, to be totally aware of our divine filiation, the fact that we are beloved daughters and sons of God, to acknowledge you as our Lord and God, as we did at the beginning of this meditation, as well as our teacher and savior. The saints give us a tremendous example of how to put these words of yours, Lord, into practice. And allow me to recall at least two saints. The first, Saint Augustine, and the second, Saint Thomas More. Saint Augustine is an example of a good shepherd who was deeply aware of these words, because he said once, speaking to his faithful, "For you, I am a bishop. With you, I am a Christian." He was deeply aware of the tremendous responsibility that he bore as a bishop, that one day he will have to give an account to God for the office of bishop. For that reason, he went on to say that, "While I am frightened by what I am for you," that is, a bishop, "I am consoled by what I am with you," that is, a Christian. "For you, in fact, I am a bishop. With you, I am a Christian. The former is the name of an office, the latter of grace. The former is a name of danger, the latter of salvation." End of quote. Saint Augustine, in other words, did what he preached. He was known to be a man of deep prayer. And in fact, as he lay dying on his bed, he asked that the book of the Psalms be opened so that he can pray as he died. The other example is St. Thomas More, who teaches us how to obey legitimate authority, how to do what we preach, in other words, to live according to our beliefs, as well as to know where to draw the line when it comes to wicked commands issued by legitimate authorities. St. Thomas More was the Lord Chancellor of England under Henry VIII, and he was known for his loyalty to the King and also to God and to the Church. A time came when Henry VIII wanted to get rid of his wife, Catherine of Aragon, in order to marry Anne of Boleyn, who was at that time his mistress. Thomas More, on the other hand, remained loyal to his family. So Thomas More is an example of what it means to obey without following the horrible example of the one who commands. Just before his execution, St. Thomas More is said to have uttered the following words, "I am the king's good servant, but God's first." He is also an example of how to know what limits to reach when it comes to the question of obedience, because he was willing to defend the sacrament of matrimony as well as Holy Mother Church. And so, Jesus, we ask you to help our shepherds, and we love our shepherds. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that our shepherds may always be faithful to you and to your teachings. And Jesus, we also ask you to give us shepherds after your own heart, shepherds like the Holy Bishop of Hippo, St. Augustine. And Jesus, we ask you that in this time of Lent, we may be converted. We also entrust ourselves, together with our shepherds, to Holy Mother Mary, she who is the Mother of the Church, as well as the refuge of sinners. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations which you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into practice. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 16 past the hour on Daybreak. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Tuesday of the second week of Lent, March 15th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. We begin this day of prayer joining with the whole church, led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, Let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not envy those who do evil, for they wither quickly like grass and fade like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, He will grant your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait in patience. Do not fret at the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger and forget your rage. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. A little longer, and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place. He is not there. But the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. And the Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him.
The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for He sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn. His bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bow shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth. For the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright. Their heritage will last forever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days. In time of famine, their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows. They shall vanish. They shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those He has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall never fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever, for the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land, there they shall live forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Turn away from evil, learn to do God's will, and the Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in His way.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in His way.
The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just and seeks occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land, and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again, he was gone. I searched, he was nowhere to be found. See the just man, mark the upright. For the peaceful man a future lies in store. But sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You proclaim the poor to be blessed, Lord Jesus, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. Fill us generously with your gifts. Teach us to put our trust in the Father and to seek his kingdom first of all, rather than imitate the powerful and envy the rich.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way.
This is the favorable time.
This is the day of salvation.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Having set out from Elim, the whole Israelite community came into the desert of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departure from the land of Egypt. Here in the desert, the whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "Would that we had died at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt, as we sat by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. But you had to lead us into this desert to make the whole community die of famine." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will now rain down bread from heaven for you. Each day the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. Thus, I will test them to see whether they follow my instructions or not. On the sixth day, however, when they prepare what they bring in, let it be twice as much as they gather on the other days." So Moses and Aaron told all the Israelites, "At evening, you will know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning, you will see the glory of the Lord as he heeds your grumbling against him. But what are we that you should grumble against us? When the Lord gives you flesh to eat in the evening," continued Moses, "and in the morning your fill of bread, as he heeds the grumbling you utter against him, what then are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Tell the whole Israelite community, present yourselves before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling." When Aaron announced this to the whole Israelite community, they turned toward the desert, and lo, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, in the evening twilight, you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread, so that you may know that I, the Lord, am your God." In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp. In the morning, a dew lay all about the camp, and when the dew evaporated, there on the surface of the desert were fine flakes like hoarfrost on the ground. On seeing it, the Israelites asked one another, "What is this?" For they did not know what it was. But Moses told them, "This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. Now this is what the Lord has commanded. So gather it, that everyone has enough to eat. An omer for each person, as many of you as there are, each man providing for those of his own tent." The Israelites did so. Some gathered a large and some a small amount. But when they measured it out by the omer, he who had gathered a large amount did not have too much, and he who had gathered a small amount did not have too little. They so gathered that everyone had enough to eat. The Israelites ate this manna for 40 years until they came to settled land. They ate manna until they reached the borders of Canaan. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You fed your people with the food of angels, bread from heaven, ready to hand.
Source of all delight and satisfying to every taste.
It was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven. It is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven.
Source of all delight and satisfying to every taste.
From a commentary on the Psalms by St. Augustine, Bishop. Lord, I have cried to you, hear me. This is a prayer we can all say. This is not my prayer, but that of the whole Christ. Rather, it is said in the name of his body. When Christ was on earth, he prayed in his human nature and prayed to the Father in the name of his body. And when he prayed, drops of blood flowed from his whole body. So it is written in the Gospel. Jesus prayed with earnest prayer and sweated blood. What is this blood streaming from his whole body but the martyrdom of the whole church? Lord, I have cried to you, hear me. Listen to the sound of my prayer when I call upon you. Did you imagine that crying was over when you said, I have cried to you? You have cried out, but do not as yet feel free from care. If anguish is at an end, crying is at an end. But if the church, the body of Christ, must suffer anguish until the end of time, it must not say only, I have cried to you, hear me. But it must also say, listen to the sound of my prayer when I call upon you. Let my prayer rise like incense in your sight. Let the raising of my hands be an evening sacrifice. This is generally understood of Christ, the head, as every Christian acknowledges. When day was fading into evening, the Lord laid down his life on the cross to take it up again. He did not lose his life against his will. Here, too, we are symbolized. What part of him hung on the cross if not the part he had received from us? How could God the Father ever cast off and abandon his only Son, who is indeed one God with him? Yet Christ, nailing our weakness to the cross, where, as the Apostle says, our old nature was nailed to the cross with him, cried out with the very voice of our humanity, my God, why have you forsaken me? The evening sacrifice is then the passion of the Lord, the cross of the Lord, the oblation of the victim that brings salvation, the holocaust acceptable to God. In his resurrection, he made this evening sacrifice a morning sacrifice. Prayer offered in holiness from a faithful heart raises like incense from a holy altar. Nothing is more fragrant than the fragrance of the Lord. May all who believe share in this fragrance. Therefore, our old nature, in the words of the apostle, was nailed to the cross with him in order, as he says, to destroy our sinful body, so that we may be slaves to sin no longer. With Christ, I have been nailed to the cross.
and I live now no longer my own life, but the life of Christ who lives in me.
I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave up his life for me.
And I live now no longer my own life,
but the life of Christ who lives in me.
Let us pray. Guard your church, we pray, O Lord, in your unceasing mercy. And since without you mortal humanity is sure to fall, may we be kept by your constant helps from all harm and directed to all that brings salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
21 minutes before the hour. We'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer, coming up on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday, March 15th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord tells his disciples that the Pharisees and scribes don't practice what they preach. So submit to their authority, but don't follow their example. It's from the 23rd chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples,
"The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat, so practice and observe whatever they tell you, but not what they do. For they preach, but do not practice. They bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with their finger. They do all their deeds to be seen by men. For they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long, and they love the place of honor at feasts and the best seats in the synagogues and salutations in the marketplaces and being called rabbi by men. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher and you are all brethren. And call no man your father on earth, for you have one Father who is in heaven. Neither be called masters, for you have one Master, the Christ. He who is greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Many times, Jesus told his disciples, "Do what I am doing." We are called to imitate Christ. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Jesus is the supreme example of humility and dedication to others. No one has ever had a greater dignity than he, and no one has served other men so diligently. "I am in your midst as one who serves." This continues to be his approach towards each one of us. He is always ready to serve us, to help us, to lift us up from our falls. Do we make a point of serving others in the family, at work, through those anonymous favors for which in all probability we will never be thanked? Today, through the prophet Isaiah's lips, the Lord tells us, "Learn to do good." And we will only learn if we concentrate on Jesus, our model, and if we meditate frequently on his example and his teachings. "I have given you an example," the Lord tells the disciples after he has washed their feet, "that you also should do to others as I have done to you." He gives us the best possible lesson for us to understand that if we are not humble, if we are not willing to serve, we will be completely unable to follow the Master. Our Lord invites us to follow him and to imitate him. He gives us a rule which is simple but precise, and which will enable us to practice charity with humility and a spirit of sacrifice. Whatever you wish that men would do to you, do so to them. The experience of what pleases or displeases me, or of what helps or hurts me, is a good measure of the things I ought to do or avoid in my relationships with others. All of us would like a word of encouragement when things have not gone well, and would appreciate understanding from others when, once again, in spite of our best intentions, we have made a mistake. We prefer others to have more regard to our positive deeds than to our shortcomings. We are glad to have a cordial atmosphere at our place of work or on coming home. We like to be stretched at work, but to be asked, nevertheless, with courtesy and in a kindly fashion, to do what is required of us. We don't like anyone to speak badly of us behind our backs, and if someone does, we'd be grateful to have another defend us in our absence. We would like others to be concerned about us when we are ill. We would not be averse to receiving fraternal corrections when we do something badly, instead of having our blunder gossiped about with somebody else. We would be happy to know that our friends pray for us. These are things which, with humility and a spirit of service, we have to do for others. If we behave in this way, the prophet Isaiah continues, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 13 minutes before the hour, we pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, send forth your light and your truth.
Lord, send forth your light and your truth.
Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation. From deceitful and cunning men, rescue me, O God.
Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe?
O send forth your light and your truth. Let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell.
And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I will thank you on the harp, O God, my God.
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty Father, source of everlasting light, send forth your truth into our hearts and pour over us the brightness of your light.
Lord, send forth your light and your truth.
Lord, keep us safe all the days of our life.
Lord, keep us safe all the days of our life.
Once I said, in the noontime of life I must depart to the gates of the netherworld, where I shall be consigned for the rest of my years.
I said, I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world.
My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread.
Day and night you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. Day and night you give me over to torment.
Like a swallow, I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. my eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits. Be my surety.
You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction, when you cast behind your back all my sins.
For it is not the netherworld that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness.
The living give you thanks, as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness.
The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, keep us safe all the days of our life.
To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion.
To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion.
To you our praise is due in Zion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer.
To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. Too heavy for us are offenses, but you wipe them away.
Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple.
You keep your pledge with wonders, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the earth and of far distant isles.
You uphold the mountains with your strength. You are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves and the tumult of the peoples.
The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset you fill with your joy.
You care for the earth. Give it water. You fill it with riches. Your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain.
And thus you provide for the earth. You drench its furrows. You level it, soften it with showers. You bless its growth.
You crown the year with your goodness. Abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness it flows.
The hills are girded with joy, the meadows covered with flocks, the valleys are decked with wheat. They shout for joy, yes, they sing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, hope of all the earth, hear the humble prayer of your children as we sing your praises. Pour out your Spirit on us, so that our lives may bear fruit abundantly.
To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion.
A reading from the book of Joel. Return to me with your whole heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God. For gracious and merciful is he, slow to anger, rich in kindness, and relenting in punishment. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words, and from the hunter's snare. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
You have one teacher, and he is in heaven, Christ your Lord.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
You have one teacher, and he is in heaven, Christ, your Lord. Let us pray. God the Father has given us his only Son, the Word, made man, to be our food and our life. Let us thank him and pray.
May the word of Christ dwell among us in all its richness.
Help us in this Lenten season to listen more frequently to your word,
that we may celebrate the solemnity of Easter with greater love for Christ, our paschal sacrifice.
May the word of Christ dwell among us in all its richness.
May your Holy Spirit be our teacher,
that we may encourage those in doubt and error to follow what is good and true.
May the word of Christ dwell among us in all its richness.
Enable us to enter more deeply into the mystery of your Anointed One,
that our lives may reveal him more effectively. May the word of Christ dwell among us in all its richness.
Purify and renew your church in this time of salvation,
that it may give an ever greater witness to you.
May the word of Christ dwell among us in all its richness.
And to these intercessions, we pause to add the prayers of our own hearts.
May the word of Christ dwell among us in all its richness.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Guard your church, we pray, O Lord, in your unceasing mercy. And since without you mortal humanity is sure to fall, may we be kept by your constant helps from all harm and directed to all that brings salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Morning Air is up next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out and make it a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.